Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Well, CNN is happy as a pig in, you know what? This evil country. North Korea is good.
On the wars we fight, griping about the way things ought to be.
And I don't mind them switching sides.
I don't mind them switching sides and standing up for things they believe in. But when they're running down our country, they're walking on the fighting side of me.
Yeah.
They're walking on the fighting side of me.
Running down.
Way of life, our fighting men have fought and died to keep.
You don't love it, leave it.
You don't love it, leave it. Let this song that I'm singing be a warning to you. When you're running down our country, you're walking on.
Oh, CNN. Oh, COVID-19 cases are surging in 45 states. In one hot spot, hospitalized patients are younger than ever, doctor says. Yeah, they got one probably crazy doctor there. Of course, you know, people that are vaccinated get really sick because they have an autoimmune response now to regular cold viruses, and that's their plan. And they're going to say all the new dead are new COVID viruses and new COVID variants. I told you that a year and a half ago, and it's happening now. Let's play a little bit more of what Tucker Carlson had to say, and we'll come back in the next segment to write your calls.
Today, the Washington Post reports that the FDA is preparing to announce a new warning, and I believe has just announced tonight, for the J&J coronavirus vaccine, Johnson & Johnson vaccine. They say it's been linked to a nerve disorder called GBS, which can cause paralysis, and has. Millions of people in this country alone have taken the Johnson & Johnson shot, but other vaccines could be implicated as well. According to the VAERS database, again maintained by the Biden administration, which tracks vaccine side effects, GBS has been reported as a potential symptom for every other COVID vaccine, too. That's not a small thing. And if it sounds familiar, then you must be over 40 and have a decent memory. Maybe you don't smoke a lot of weed. You may recall that in 1976, the federal government ended its mass vaccination program for influenza after several hundred people came down with GBS. People started asking questions, and very quickly, the Ford administration determined that the vaccine was not worth the risk. But that's not happening now. People are not asking those questions because they can't. They're not allowed to in public. This is one of the only platforms in all American media that can operate outside the control of the tech monopolies and ask obvious questions. Not because we're against vaccines. We're certainly not. But because you have a right to know a lot before you take medicine. But Tony Fauci isn't stopping the vaccines in the U.S. Instead, he's accusing anyone who has questions about the vaccine of having some kind of sinister political motivation. They must be QAnon.
You know, Jake, it's an inexplicable pushing back on the part of some people about getting vaccinated. I mean, we've got to put aside this ideological difference or differences thinking that somebody's forcing you to do something. I really don't have a good explanation, Jake, about why this is happening. I mean, it's ideological rigidity, I think. There's no reason not to get vaccinated. Why are we having red states and places in the South that are very highly ideological in one way, not wanting to get vaccination?
So Fauci, on the one hand, says this should be mandatory. I want more mandates. And then moments later says, for some reason, people think we're forcing this on them. And that's, quote, inexplicable. They must be right wingers. You think if you were interviewing him, you would say, wait a second, didn't you just say it should be mandated? Maybe that's why they think it's mandated, because you just said it was. But Fauci's claim that the resistance to the vaccine is somehow political is a bad faith attack posing as science. It's untrue. In fact, it has been the Democratic Party, very much Anthony Fauci's party, that has engaged in partisan discussion about the vaccine from the very first day. It wasn't even a year ago, it was September 2020, that Kamala Harris herself announced that the coronavirus vaccine might be dangerous. Why? Because Donald Trump oversaw its development. And this, Kamala Harris said, and we're quoting, is going to be an issue for all of us. Really? No longer an issue because Kamala Harris is now in charge. So now that she's in charge, anyone who asks any questions at all, totally nonpartisan questions, must be a white supremacist. Here's Dick Durbin of Illinois doing his best today to divide the country further along partisan lines, because that helps him, and tar anyone who wants more information about a specific drug as a lunatic who's against all.
So, we have free shipping, double Patriot points through this weekend, and our big loss leader is X2 in the dropper and in the spray bottle for 40 and 60% off, and your purchase funds the M4. But seriously, the UN admits 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of lack of iodine. You need to experience it for yourself. It takes 2 weeks to a month to kick in. Try it and tell me what you think. You can't lose. You're funding the M4. And again, I can harp on this all day, but just like our information is dead on from research, I'm telling you, I couldn't do what I do without Deep Earth Crystal Iodine and X2. Just in the stamina and mental focus area, it's incredible. What it did for libido is incredible. When I don't take it, I feel the difference. When I do take it, I'm so empowered. Get your X2 today, discounted in the spray bottle and in the eyedropper bottle to take under your tongue at InfoWarsStore.com. The globalists hope you don't explore how incredibly powerful Deep Earth Crystal Iodine is.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
So, I don't say this to act like the show's powerful or the show's big, because what I'm doing is incredibly dangerous for myself and my family. But it's a responsibility I have, so I'm very proud to do it. I'm glad I smelled this out 30 years ago and got in the position we're in now to try to resist it. But there's either one of two things. This is either all a simulation, and I'm some alien on a spaceship somewhere playing a video game where I'm a human on Earth battling a depopulation program, and this is all virtual reality, and it seems incredibly real, and the video game lasts 47 years, and I'm about to die or whatever. I mean, either, and a lot of big banker heads and a lot of big tech people think it's all a simulation. And there's articles about the head of Bank of America thinks it's all fake and dark matter is 5 times more powerful than the rest of matter. And so it's a majority view by techies that we're held in some alien simulation. This is all fake. So maybe no one's actually listening right now, and this is all an alien simulation. And in the simulation, I'm the guy that knew about it, and I'm the guy that warned about it. And finally, Joe Rogan's listening, and he's the big podcaster. And you know, and I talk to him all the time. And, oh, and then the other big top TV host is Tucker Carlson, and we're buddies, and we're battling the tyranny together. And, oh, I got a call by this foreign president, and they're listening, and we're developing a plan to fight the New World Order. And I'm like, okay, is this a simulation? Because that would be a lot better. We're not killing everybody in Africa. Henry Kissinger's not real. Prince Philip's not real. And it's all a simulation. And that means my mother's not real. My dad's not real. My 4 children aren't real. My wife's not real. My crew isn't real. John over there running the boom is not real. But John, you're real, aren't you, John? John thinks he's real. John thinks he's real. My grandma was real, damn it. My granddaddy was real. Because let me tell you, can you imagine being Alex Jones? Like, I knew they were planning all this, and I saw them doing it, and now it's all happening, and I'm still on air. And I'm just wondering, with the Scientific American running headlines, confirm we live in a simulation, or is that just a cop-out so people say, oh, I can't handle it, it's a simulation? No, the third dimension's real. The planet's real. God made this as a genetic, real-world, real-life simulation. One of my dad's older cousins was a big guy in Vietnam, and we would go to family reunions, and he had a leather jacket he wore one time. It said, Southeast Asia War Games, 1964, 1973, or whatever it was, second place. So even those guys, like, joked that that was all just a simulation or all a big joke, like the comedian or whatever would tell you. But, look, I'm going to go to your phone calls. Honestly, this is not a simulation. Brett and Koki and Ramon and Brian and Jake and John and Michael and Dave, you're all real.
So we're really living on a real planet in the universe with globalist world government trying to depopulate us right now and lying to us everywhere, and this is all a big test. So this is not a simulation. So it's real. But it's a little bit strange. So who's up first here? Who has been holding longest? That would be Dave in the great state of what's left of it, Democrat-occupied Texas. Dave, thanks for calling.
Hey, Alex, this is Dave, and I just wanted to talk about the stuff that Harrison was talking about this morning, the riots that are going on with Zuma supporters in South Africa. And Harrison was saying that that's what we're going to be looking like in 5 to 10 years. And I just wanted to say, is that something that you agree with?
Absolutely. The globalists are collapsing the world economy. They're stealing all the wealth, and they want to make the final collapse racial to blame economic collapse on black versus white crime, white versus black crime, and that clash. So definitely they want to hide the global collapse between a racial, cultural crisis so that it's not class warfare, realizing the globalists instituted a worldwide lockdown that now led to this chain reaction of a cutoff of resources. And so the globalists are exercising their will to collapse the world economy to decrease world population and consolidate power.
Yeah, but what we got going on in South Africa is Jacob Zuma's supporters are upset that he's going off to jail. And so the allegory the way you would lay that on us would be Trump supporters then, you know, looting and rioting in 5 to 10 years when Trump goes to jail because of what he's got going on with his business and whatnot.
Well, you're right. They're rioting there because they're mad that the former president got arrested. But there's already all the crises. It's like Biden saying, oh, you rioted because of COVID-19 in Cuba. People rioted because there's not enough food there. Listen, here's the deal. I don't deal with a bunch of esoteric riddles and things like that. Harrison does his show. He's got his views. I've got my views. You're going to have world destabilization accelerate as there's lack of food, and that's a fact. And the Club of Rome and the Bilderberg Group and the Davos Group did all this to create a worldwide collapse in their own words. So that's the big main issue. Certainly there's going to be exacerbating triggers in the regions that then, again, trigger that or detonate that. But instead of making it about Harrison Smith, tell me your view about this.
My view is that it's all a load of hooey, and you know everything that you guys push is nothing but nonsense. You take whatever is true and factual, and you just turn it on its head. I mean, in March of last year.
Well, let's stop. You called in. You called in, Dave, and you're just the first guy to call in, so I went to you first. You're a real caller, right?
Yeah, I'm a real caller.
Okay, nobody censored you. You're on air. I watch Harrison a couple days a week. I'm usually busy in the morning. I watch Owen a couple days a week, but I'm busy afternoon. I think they're good guys. I think they're funny and smart. So they have a show. They don't agree with me on quite a few things, but I don't understand world destabilization. Listen, you know half the world spends about half their paycheck on food. So if you do a worldwide lockdown, And all the numbers and actuaries show it'll cause massive civil unrest.
Yeah.
And so you're saying we're talking about global destabilization. I know what you just said. In Africa, and not blaming people pissed about a president being arrested, a former president. You're saying it's about that instead of the economic hardship of a year and a half of lockdown, which was the total preparatory operation for it, which you're already seeing all over the planet. So it's two different. Here's an analogy, and I'll let you get your point in, but listen to me. It's like the springtime in Texas or Kansas or Missouri or Oklahoma, and you got a cold norther coming in with all that hot air out of the Gulf of Mexico, and cold air and hot air hit, and it causes a lot of violent turbulence and forms tornadoes. You're saying the tornadoes being caused by the arrest of the president, former president, that would be the hot air out of the Gulf of Mexico. We're saying it's being caused by the cold air from the Arctic. We're both right. Can't people ever get two things in their mind at once, or does that not make sense to you?
Oh, it makes sense. It's still a bunch of hooey.
Well, that's a fancy word. Is that a $3 word or a $5 word? That's not a big old, hey, a bunch of hooey. Oh, like, we're going to have world IDs. We're going to have world government. We're going to have forced inoculations. They're going to release a virus to create lockdowns. Films I made 14 years ago. Oh, well, hey, someday I'll be as big as you, and I won't be full of hooey. Dave? Dave, you stay there. I'm going to come back to Dave. Dave is not full of hooey. And so, we're going to let him speak 3 or 4 minutes on the other side, as long as he doesn't say hooey again. He can't say the same phrase again. Because he's got to actually back up what that defines. Hooey is a nice word for defecation, for feces, for crap. So, I do want to hear from you how I'm full of crap, because my entire soul is turned towards truth. And I know that I'm a rose-colored darkly, and I distort that truth. But there is no one trying to find truth more than me. So I want you to reprove me. I want you to edify me. I want you to baptize me in truth, Dave, when we return. I want you to complete me. I want you to sanctify me.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Guam immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
And homes burned down all over the United States. And this caller called in and used a magic word like Alakazam or Open Sesame. He said, hooey. I said, well, give me your proof. Hooey. Like, suey. Come here, pig. You know, suey, suey. Suey's Latin for pig. Here, pig. Here, pig. He used that magic word. I was like, oh. When he used that word, I like fell to my knees. I knew that I'd reached an intellectual level that I'd never even imagined I'd seen the face of God. So Harrison Smith, I didn't watch his show this morning. I caught a little bit of it, but I didn't catch the part you're talking about. He said, what you see in South Africa, culture war is coming here. Well, the left's certainly trying it. We just saw looting and rioting last year and still this year. In the United States. So saying that what you saw in South Africa is coming here, I think you could actually say what we saw in America has gone to South Africa. So that sounds like some hooey from you in Texas there, Dave.
Well, what I'm saying is facetious, that is coming out of InfoWars is this whole bit about COVID in general. Yes, locking down everything has devastated businesses, devastated people, being alone at home. And
it hadn't devastated Big Tech and the Big Macs. They doubled and tripled the profit.
But what?
And they're the ones behind it.
But if you cast your mind back to March of last year, when you and Adams were on the program saying, it's over for humanity. There will be nothing but lone survivor. That was your stance. Over a year ago.
Nope, we got to play the clip. That was not my stance. Mike Adams is a smart guy. Hold on a minute. You're not going to make false statements here. Mike Adams was on Sunday, and he said, I was right. The virus wasn't as bad as I said. I said they're going to use the virus as a pretext for a global lockdown because I had Operation Lockstep from the Rockefellers about their plan. You're wrong again. I'll let you go. Hey, listen, here's the good part about the world. You don't have to listen to this show, all right? Where we told you 10 years ago they're going to take over your private text messages and censor them, which they now have announced. You don't have to tune into the lies of Alex Jones. Have I been wrong before? Absolutely. But that's a misrepresentation, what you said about what we said. Absolutely not true. There you go. That's just a little bit of counting coup there. That's a guy showing everybody how big he is, which is great. I'm not against my disagreeing. A lot of times people disagree, they're actually right about me. But that was not the case right there, ladies and gentlemen. Now, we're not going to get to 15, 20 phone calls the rest of this hour. Paul Watson will come up if I go that long with somebody. Let's talk to Cokie in Illinois. You're on the air, Cokie. Thanks for calling.
Hey, Alex. Just want to say thank you so much for everything you do, man.
Thank you, brother.
All right. So there are some things that I disagree with you on for sure, but it just amazes me how many people haven't read documents like Lockstep and things like that, and they are, you know, they're certain that.
Again, brother, listen. I got to let you go. I'm going to explain to everybody something right now, and I'm going to just be real slow about this. We have a delay in there that delays the show 5 minutes. Okay, not 5 minutes, 5 seconds, and. Once you cuss, we have to hit the delay button, because if you do it again, we're not going to catch it. So I've got to let you go when you call in, when you cuss. The last guy cussed, I had to let him go.
The next guy cussed, I got to let him go. And it's not because you're calling in disagreeing with me. That's entertaining. That's informative. Hell, I'm wrong about a lot of stuff. Please correct me. Just, I'm on hundreds of radio stations. And CNN's allowed to cuss. FCC does nothing. MSNBC. We've had stations fined before. $4,000. That's not, the first fine is $4,000 for you cussing on air. Don't do it anymore, or you're leftist calling in trying to get us in trouble. And maybe that's who the last two people were. I don't know that, but don't do it. Don't do it anymore to my show. Maybe I shouldn't take calls. Maybe you win. Maybe I'll just read some more disinfo here. You know what? Just for those guys who want to shut my show down, I'm going to plug right now. Then we'll come back, and I'm going to go to Brett, Ramon, Brian, Jake, John, Michael, and others. And those guys don't frustrate me. It's just, I have you on to talk, and you can say it's wrong all day, but the Federal Communications Commission wants to shut us down. And leftists are listening to every radio station we're on, waiting to hear somebody say one of those 6-7 deadly words, which I think you've got a right to say. It doesn't shock me. You can have drag queen story time with a convicted pedophile with a full erection through panties, you know, rubbing up against kids on TV, and, oh, that's liberal. Oh, that's great. Somebody says SH-T on air. My God, it's the end of the world. Alex Jones is the devil. Shut his radio stations down. But I'm not going to do that to our radio stations. Not going to do it. You hung up on yourselves. And since you're trying to shut us down, I'm going to talk to our great listeners and our family of supporters and just say, I've got a lot of reporters and a lot of crew and a lot of people I'm trying to hire and I'm trying to get on board to expand what we're doing. And I can't do that without support. I can't stay on air without your support. And we've got products that are amazing. So get them at InfoWarsStore.com today. We have at 60% off, not 40% off like that ad says, which will probably never change. And that's okay. Because we're so sophisticated and so controlled and control our information and half of it's wrong. It's 40% off for the dropper bottle. It's 60% off for the spray bottle. That is basically at cost. I need the funds to run the operation. It's the good halogen that your whole body runs off of. It's InfoWarsStore.com. Or you can simply call toll free, 888-253-3139. And now we've got in stock green fiber capsules that are beyond fiber. They're really total amino acid supercharged systems. It's no secret that our unhealthy modern diets are slowly killing us. Most people are eating highly processed foods that are lacking high-quality antioxidants, vitamins, enzymes, and organic fiber. It's virtually impossible to maintain a perfect diet in our modern world. With the new Organic Greens Fiber Caps at InfoWarsStore.com, we're making it easier than ever to take in organic greens and sprouts that are loaded with healthy fiber. Made with 7 organic greens that contain natural enzymes for healthy digestion, this one serving of new greens fiber caps, which are concentrated, contains as much as 3 cups of iceberg lettuce and fiber. But again, fiber is a side issue. Wheatgrass is an excellent source of many different vitamins and minerals. Of its 17 amino acids, 8 are considered essential, meaning your body cannot produce them and you must obtain them from food sources. Flax sprouts are excellent sources of antioxidants, vitamin A, B, C, E, and essential amino acids, calcium, magnesium, iron, niacin, phosphorus, and potassium. The formula has loaded with organic pea fiber, organic alfalfa leaf, organic cilantro leaf, organic kale leaf, and so much more. It's available out of the gates at InfoWarsStore.com, 33% off, $19.95, and it funds our operation, something that Seminar Libtard callers absolutely hate. I never had a marketing plan for InfoWars. I went out and found the best products I could find from the research to fund our operation. I wanted you to get products that empowered you, that you loved, so you'd want to come back and buy more. I treat you like I want to be treated. It's very, very simple. It's instinctive. It's spiritual. It's what I do. And that said, our iodine products have become our best sellers. And X2 right now is discounted because listeners and viewers are habituated to only buy it when it's on sale.
And so I'm in a catch-22. When I don't have it on sale, I don't sell it. But we're selling out of all other products because of supply chain breakdowns, and so I'm in a catch-22. I need to sell products at full price, but I can't. I got to sell them at discount. And so it's discounted 40% off for the dropper bottle, 60% off for the spray bottle, even though it's about to sell out. It won't be available for months. So get it. X2 is selling out at InfoWarsStore.com for 40 and 60% off with double Patriot points and free shipping. Because why? That's when you buy it. We need your funds or we'll be off air. It's an amazing product.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
From Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide from Kauai, Hawaii to New York City, it's the Alex Jones Show.
Live from Austin, Texas, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome, Dano. All right, look, I got loaded phone lines. I'm not going to spend 10 minutes with each caller anymore. As they just go, oh, if I accuse Alex of something, he'll just stay in a feedback loop with me until I cuss. So let's just go in the order your calls are received. Brett in South Dakota. Then we'll speak to Jake in Arizona. Go ahead, Brett.
Alex, how are you doing today?
Good, brother. Good to talk to you.
Hey, you too. So I wanted to call and basically, excuse me, it feels like we're no longer in a peaceful revolution. It feels like we're already in a violent revolution.
I agree. They are assaulting us with deadly vaccines, with virus variants, with 5G, with BLM, with Antifa, with open borders, with demoralization, saying we're enemies. Yeah, we're in a war. America's under attack.
Absolutely. And I mean, just because bullets aren't flying doesn't mean people aren't dying. I mean, so we are in a violent revolution already, you know, and I mean, with the mainstream propaganda going around with all the misinformation that they're putting out, it's just absolutely absurd.
I agree. And, so what do we do? You say it's coming to a head, brother. Tell us about it.
Well, I'm not sure how we go about it because we're still divided in our own ranks too. We can't get along internally. It's crazy. I mean, you'll have some senators that say one thing, but they won't get behind other senators, you know, kind of like Ted Cruz won't get behind Marjorie Taylor Greene. I mean, we're on the same side here. We need to stop this. And they're the ones that need to really come together and say, hey, we want to live. We want humanity. And they're not doing it. And until that happens, I don't think that there's really a lot more that we can do. I mean, we can keep pushing them, but it just doesn't feel like there's anything else that...
Well, I told people a year ago they're going to have contact tracers come to your door and try to intimidate you. I mean, I told people they're going to say, oh, sorry, the vaccine doesn't work, you need booster shots, because it was in all the white papers. Now it's happening. And so the question is, what do we do? It's all a planned out fraud.
It is, 100%. And I guess we just keep fighting the best we can and keep going. I mean, I'm pushing over. I mean, I haven't really been politically active until about a year and a half ago. And I'm pushing. I mean, I'm going to be going to the Freedom Fest that we're having up here next week, which will be pretty good because James O'Keefe will be there. So, we got to keep connecting and try and get those human connections and band together with everybody we possibly can.
Well, my friend, God bless you, and I appreciate your call. We have the footage. We'll air next segment of contact tracers coming to your door in their mask, in their outfits, all in their theater. Like, oh, we don't know if you've had shots. Oh, we got to wear a mask. It's all theater. It's all garbage. It's all the new medical police state is their excuse. And it's so dangerous. That's coming up next segment. But right now, let's air a short clip. This is a U.S. Senator, Durbin, having a Freudian slip today. This happened today. Here it is.
Here's the reality. We have millions who've died across the world by this vaccine. We may never have an accurate count. We have hundreds of thousands who have died in the United States.
Senator Dick Durbin reignites a debate about deaths and injuries caused by vaccines. The senator from Illinois delivered a speech Monday criticizing media outlets for highlighting reports of vaccine deaths. He suddenly stated millions of people die by this vaccine. According to the CDC's system, that 9,200 Americans could have died from the vaccine so far.
And about 1 in 40, they think, is reported to be as high as 1 in 100. Look at this article. Who epidemiologist says it was devastating to see fans enjoying Euro's final unmasked? Oh, my God, we're not under UN hysteria and control. How horrible. Shock report, there were more COVID-19 vaccine deaths last week in the U.S. than COVID-19 deaths. See it for yourself, GatewayBunny.com. Articles also on InfoWars.com, whatever you do. Share it. Oh, FDA adds Guillain-Barré that's being paralyzed to warning to Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Oh, type in vaccines linked to Guillain-Barré, InfoWars.com. You'll get hundreds of shows I did. They know damn well what they're doing. Damn well. Damn well. Let's go to Jake in Arizona. Jake, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Alex, hey, thanks for getting my call.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Great. I would love to do a product plug, and I would like to share with you one of the vaccine incentive
programs. Absolutely. We're not screening your call, brother. You're live on air. Go ahead.
Okay, and also pose a listener concern that I think relates directly to sort of the simulation aspect that you touched on earlier in this.
I want to hear you, brother. Go. Give it to us.
Okay, so I'm on X2, X3. I have used steroids for a long time. Recently, my girlfriend and I wanted to get pregnant. I stopped. I was taking the X2, the X3, alternating, and I had no idea that it would be so swift. But like a month later, boom, she's pregnant. And surprise, congratulations. It's a wonderful.
Well, brother, they admit they put fluoride in the water to lower fertility. Well, what's the opposite of fluoride? It's iodine. So I'm glad you had that effect,
yeah.
Brother.
Oh yeah, it was miraculous. So thank you so much.
Thank you, brother.
All right, so my girlfriend works at the hospital, and you know, like I just shared with you, she's pregnant, right? She's not going to take the vaccine. She's a smart girl, and I guess a lot of her friends aren't going to take the vaccine either. But so there's this pushback that we've been hearing from within the medical community, and it really exists because the people that are, you know, free thinking.
Oh, they're ordering the injections all over the world, while denying it's happening. So. Because if they don't get the majority to do it, they have trouble bullying a large minority. So that's why they're in so much trouble. Beautiful.
Oh, for sure. So recently, like this last week, something came down through the email where they're starting this incentive program where if you wear this badge, you have to present your vaccine credentials to get this badge. But if you wear this badge, there's somebody that's going around the hospital doling out $1,000 to people with the badge.
Oh, Bill Gates loves this so much because we can kill you. That's worth millions and millions of dollars of benefits that I'm to pay out.
Right. So do you think the doctors that are making $200,000-$300,000 a year plus are going to be worried about, you know, like a paltry lottery when, you know, it could affect their kids and, you know, maybe they're aware of the science? No, it's going to affect the people that are like cleaning, you know, the janitorial crews, the people that $1,000 could like make or break them over the course of a month or two.
Sure. No, I mean, this is all Nuremberg violations. Cut the economy off, make you poor, say you can't go outside till you take it. It all violates the Nuremberg Code. Great points, Jake. Appreciate your call. Amazing story. All right. Up next, Ramon in Las Vegas. Welcome.
Hey, what's going on, Alex?
Good to talk to you.
Hey, so I had a quick question, man. So this is going back to like when you brought up that T.I. and that Candace Owens deal with the, you know, he was saying like, oh, America was an upgrade or what have you. And you did a big listing on one of the studio maps there about how, like, where slavery came from and what have you. So my question is, since most of the slavery that came to the United States came from Central Africa, the average monthly income right there right now is somewhere around $500. So my question is, albeit taboo, is do these BLM people, Colin Kaepernick, all these people, do they think that they would be better off had slavery not brought black people to America?
You know, that still doesn't endorse slavery. It's a bad thing.
No, right, right.
But that which doesn't kill us only makes us stronger. And so Kaepernick claiming some ancient thing in history to project onto modern people is done by Nike that runs slave camps in China. It's a discredited distraction, in my view.
Right, and you're absolutely right. And I just kind of think about that and wonder because, you know, like, because I'm Puerto Rican, so I was a product of the slave trade, so that question actually would affect me as well. So, and that was kind of what I was thinking. You know, he said it was.
Well, it doesn't sound to me, I'm going to have to hold you over, Ramon. This is a big conversation, but it doesn't sound to me like you're a victim. You get it. What does adversity in your ancestry past mean? It just means we've been through adversity. What matters is what's currently happening now and what you stand for. I want to get your point when we come back. Sorry, I went to you late. Colin Kaepernick works for a bloodthirsty globalist organization under Bill Gates' control that is carrying out the depopulation of Africa. Remember that. If you're going to murder Africa, you got to have a black face. So Kaepernick really isn't a black person. He's the product of two communist white parents.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Segment of hour three. That means the main Alex Jones transmission is about to end, and Paul Joseph Watson from her United Kingdom's mechanic command base will be taking over ahead of the war with Owen Schroyer. All right, Ramon, you were bringing up slavery and Colin Kaepernick, and I just think they're opening old wounds here to try to create fights, because you're a big mega corporation raping and looting the country. You want to try to divert people into divide and conquer. That's the oldest trick in the book. What do you think?
Well, yeah, like I said, because I want to think about LeBron James and, you know, all these other people who are coming out, and they've made all these millions of dollars. Let's look and see, you know, how hypothetically would life have been different for African Americans had slavery not brought them to it. And like you said before, though, be careful, because just because you weren't brought to America, it doesn't mean that slaves wouldn't have been taken somewhere else. You know, so like you said, make the best out of adversity. And I think, like you said, they're cutting open old wounds and just trying to use that to bleed everything out.
Well, my point is, we're all being put into globalist, big tech, medical tyranny slavery, saying we're not essential. You got to take this dangerous shot to have a job or leave your house. I mean, I've got all these world leaders saying we're going to make it uncomfortable. You can't go to the mall. You can't go to a restaurant. You can't have a job if we don't put an experimental shot in you. That's crazy.
Yeah, that's absolutely crazy. And like I said, I'm real divided with my family too, because I have a brother who works in Washington D.C. and like we lock horns so hard when it comes to like politics and things about Biden and Trump. And that's another thing, too. When it came to Trump, I heard a lot of stuff because USC 264 just took place this Saturday, and I was there as EP security. And, they, you know, you read Newsweek and you read all these other people, and they're talking about, oh, he was booed and he was jeered. Like, no, I can tell you right now that when Conor McGregor walked out, it was an equivalent to when Donald Trump walked out. And the chance
Oh, Trump's more popular than ever, and they want to destroy Trump because he was an independent president. Doesn't mean he was perfect, but he was president, and that's what they fear, is real leaders and populist movements. Thank you so much, Ramon. Great points. Chelsea's calling from the United Kingdom, where they've announced, oh, freedom means checkpoints and medical IDs and intimidation for inoculation, but not as bad as France or Greece, where they said it's forced. You will do it. You'll never leave your house again. My God. Chelsea, your take on this, education centers and prison towns in the UK.
Yep. I just heard about this recently. Six of these prison towns have been approved so far. One is in construction already, and they will consist of classrooms and workshops for re-education. So I'm wondering where all these prisoners are going to come from for these prison towns.
Oh, I know about re-education camp documents that came out from the Army under Obama. I know they've got plans for forced quarantines. The UN's announced all over the Western world. It's already begun. Tell us more about what you learned about what they're setting up in the UK.
I just read a few articles yesterday. Well, the first thing I saw was a video online of a construction worker going into one of the prisons that's currently being built. And he drives through it, recording.
Yeah, we just pulled up the footage. So they're calling them prison towns.
Mm-hmm. It's insane. And then I looked into it more, and there are articles saying it consists of classrooms and workshops, and it will be great for the economy. So I'm guessing it's going to be like a slave camp, kind of like Chinese setup.
Ma'am, I mean, they've announced they're reading all our private text messages run by the DNC. I mean, it's like, wow. I mean, it's just like we went over the edge of a cliff. This is insane. I didn't know about the prison camps. Tell me, where the guys just searched UK prison towns and pulled up what you're talking about. Giant, sprawling, I guess, towns. It'll be slave camps for those that, what is the news saying, those that don't submit?
Basically, yes. So they're probably going to implement laws that, if you don't get the vaccination or you don't wear your masks, you will be sent to these towns and be re-educated. And it's insane.
Always the plan. The UN said those that don't accept the shot will be sent to quarantine towns. Canada already set them up last year. But, wow, to see the footage of those giant facilities they're building, wow. This is really the perfect takeover, isn't it? Wow, yeah, there it is. How come nobody's talking about this? Yidan said they're building prisons around the country. A friend knows people working on this one. That's Wellingboro Prison. It's massive, the size of a town. It's supposed to be for quarantining. What the hell are these places? Wow! God, it's they always said in the UN documents they'd put us in re-education camps. Wow, there it is.
Yeah, and now they're just building it right in front of your face. It's insane. So I've like just wanted to shed light on it because nobody's talking about this. And they're here building them.
It's a total authoritarian takeover. Can you believe it, Chelsea?
No. I'm mind blown. When I saw that video, I was just like, wow. And they said that the people in there are not to be called prisoners, but residents. That's what they say as well.
Well, I see some of the articles. Give us the articles you're talking about, because I'm intrigued here. I mean, hell, I played the Canadian minister last week saying, we're going to keep everybody in martial law forever. You can't be allowed to walk around and talk to people. You might oppose what we're about to do. This is a communist takeover hiding behind a virus. And where are our Republican governors? Where are they? Where are they? Boris Johnson, supposedly a conservative, he's leading the attack.
Oh, yeah, our conservatives are not conservative. There's no such thing over here.
Well, what are people saying about these giant re-education camps they're building?
Nobody knows about them. I just saw it from a video and then...
By the way, guys, show that video again of the facility they're building. I mean, they are building gigantic re-education camps, and they drive into the big giant prison gates. My God. This is how the left's going to win, folks. They are.
It's approved so far. six of them approved so far. So who are these presents for? Six of them. We don't. Our country's not this big. You know, it's like the size of one state. Six of these prison towns. Insane.
And, of course, once everybody accepts the prison towns, there's already, whether it's Canada, Australia, New Zealand, all the crown countries, Commonwealth countries, when you fly in 14 days locked up, I mean, it just, they just trained everybody. They did it.
Oh, it's scary. It's scary to see it actually unfold. Like, I remember watching you like years ago and I'd think, yeah, but it's not really happening. And now it's just happening. Like everything you said would happen is just happening. It's crazy.
Well, I appreciate your call. God bless you, Chelsea. Give us updates as it unfolds. Wow. Let's jam another call before we go to break. Come back with more. Let's talk to Brian in Michigan. Brian, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good, brother. Go ahead.
Can I have 90 seconds?
Yeah, please.
All right, The Apocalypse of Abraham, Chapter 29. If you look at that, Donald Trump makes a very good appearance, and they're just saying it could be not. All I'm doing is asking questions. If he spoke the physical into existence from the spiritual, the quantum realm, that means that everything, every law that applies in the physical, our world, is from the quantum realm. That means that you look at Isaac Newton, where every action has an equal and opposite reaction. The same would apply with our conscious thought, right? So if we're at right now 5,988, because if you look at Revelation 13, 3.5 years, right? So Revelation 13, 5, and there was given unto him a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies, and power was given unto him to continue 42 months. That would be 3.5 years. Jesus was ministering for 3.5 years. If you go to Revelation 20, Satan is bound, and I saw an angel come down in heaven, and the key to the bottomless pit and the great chain on his hand, and he laid hold of the dragon. Who do you think the dragon is? The dragon's China. The Chi-Coms are going to be coming. Right now, if you go backwards 2,000 years, Jesus Christ is 21 years old. In 2029, it's going to be the beginning
By the way, the globalists say the beginning of humanity begins in 2029. They say that. That's official.
Tribulation.
What's incredible is they are fulfilling it all themselves.
0.5 years of tribulations that we're going to have. And if you go to Noah's prayer after the flood, Noah had a prayer with his sons. It's in Jubilees, the book of Jubilees. 1/10 of the demons will be locked up, will be left to torment men until just before the great judgment. The great judgment would be for 3.5 years that these demons are released. 10 out of 10 spiritual strength will be for 3.5 years of Jesus's his ministering that he did for 3.5 years. That said, if we're at right now year 5,988 on the line of creation, two lines are running, creation and evolution. Evolution is, creation is. Right now we're at year 5,988. What's going to happen at year 6,000? If there's one day and the earth was created in 6 days, and there's one day to 1,000 years on earth, when we're at year 5,988, all I'm asking is what happens at year 6,000?
Well, sure, and if you read Revelation, there's 1,000 years after that where the devil's chained, then unchained for a short time again, and then God rolls up the universe as a scroll and starts it all over again. Whatever's about to happen, it's big.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.